This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Brian from Issaquah is. Brian, are you there?
I am.
Were you listening to the Men's Room around 5:40 yesterday?
I was.
Ooh, okay, so you heard the cheat sheet.
Do you think I did?
Do you think you remembered?
I do.
I love this because if you beat Mr. Migs today, I'm gonna send you a tasty treat and a beautiful pic of all of us in our Hooters outfits. So a lot's on the line.
I mean, yeah, chocolate and candy's expensive, and we've got a bowl of it that we need to give away.
That's right. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
All right, bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Brian has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Which element do we breathe to stay alive?
Okay. Oxygen.
Correct. Who is credited as the man who invented the light bulb?
Thomas Edison.
Yes. What do you call rain that freezes before it hits the ground?
Fleet.
Yes. Dave Roberts is the current manager for what MLB team?
LA Dodgers.
Yes. What fast food chain recently introduced the Pickle Witch?
KFC.
No.
Jack in the Box.
No.
McDonald's.
No. What does the K stand for in authors named J.K. Rowling?
Pass.
What do you call a group of stars that forms a pattern?
A constellation.
Yes. Ghostface is from what film series?
Repeat.
Ghostface is from what film series?
Pass.
There are 168 of what in a week?
Hours.
Yes. What is a group of cows called?
Herd.
Yes. What does the K stand for in author's name J.K. Rowling?
Kathleen.
Correct. Brian, you got 8 correct. And you know what? Good thing for that cheat sheet, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, came back to me right there at the end.
And remember, you can't spell brain without Brian.
You know what? And it sounds like Brian's got a big one, so.
What did I just walk in on? We talking about chocolate bars?
Brian's got a big one. What can I say?
Let me guess, he's going to pull it out, Sarah?
No, Steve is not going to pull it out because Brian with the big brain is going to win.
Okay, let's save all this conversation for Beat Migs after dark.
Okay.
On Cinemax.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Which element do we breathe to stay alive?
Oxygen?
Yes. Who is credited as the man who invented the light bulb?
Thomas Edison.
Correct. What do you call rain that freezes before it hits the ground?
Ice.
No.
Snow.
No.
Rain that... hail.
No. What? Dave Roberts is the current manager for what MLB team?
The Los Angeles Dodgers.
You know it. What fast food chain recently introduced the Pickle Witch?
I just got a targeted ad for that on my email. Jimmy John's.
Oh, I want one so bad. Correct.
They look good.
What does the K stand for an author's name, J.K. Rowling?
Kidding?
No.
Just kidding? No.
Waka waka. Wait, I love that so much.
Crusty?
No. Ew.
Crampy?
No. What do you call a group of stars that forms a pattern?
A constellation.
Correct. Ghostface is from what film series?
Scream.
Yes. There are 168 of what in a week?
Hours.
Correct. What is a group of cows called?
A herd.
Yes. And with that, Steve, you got 8 correct, which is a tie, 8-8.
Damn.
Wow, Brian's got a big brain, and so does Steve, I guess.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good game, Brian.
Good game.
If you were listening to the cheat sheet, you would know that a rain that freezes before it hits the ground is called sleet.
Sleet.
Yes, and you would all...
Sleep. Say it like that. I don't know.
Just to
I'm
make
not sure,
sure it sticks in your brain. It probably won't.
Was it rain, sleet, hail, and snow? Or was it the post office? Like the mailman?
No,
or the
rain, post- no sleet, no, I don't know.
Yeah, sleet.
They don't say that there.
Okay, fine.
Don't try to make it a thing. What does the K stand for? An author's name, J.K. Rowling? Brian knew this as well because of the cheat sheet. It's Kathleen.
Kathleen.
Joanne Kathleen Rowling, if you want to know.
Kathleen.
Kathleen. Well, congrats on tying.
Live Night is coming back on December 13th, and we're going to be at Showbox Soto, where everything is performed live from the stage.
Hell, if you want to play Beat Migs, we'll be playing it live at Live Night. So if you want to come on, and all the sound effects, like the timer, the music, the intro, is all going to be performed live.
The men's room is going to be doing Big Dummy live. We're going to have the Barbershop Quartet on hand, and the KISW New Originals will perform all of the music. Get your tickets now at KISW.com. Someone is joining the 69 Club today. Steve Miggs.
Nice.
My mom's birthday is today.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Sarah. I was like, this is crazy.
Wow.
My mom is turning 69 today, and I was hoping that the Rockaholics could help me out and make this an epic birthday for her. So I'll explain how this is going to work as we chat with my mom after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Someone very special to me is joining the 69 Club today.
Yes.
And that is my mom, Rosalie Daly, who we have on the phone. Yama hun leva, mom, which means happy birthday in Swedish.
Well, I should say, tack så mycket.
What does that mean? Thank you very much?
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Well, happy birthday. Like, oh,
and ja älskar dig.
I love you.
Yep. Hey, even my grandkids say that to me.
Oh, so it's not that impressive that Taryn can do it then.
No.
Rose, I had to play this for you because I went on the internet and YouTube once again proved to me that it is the greatest website of all time because I was like, just typed in happy birthday, Rose, and see if there's any kind of a song that would come up for you to play.
Boy.
And boy, oh boy, did I find one.
Oh boy.
It's your
I will tell you, you really know how to start somebody's day, Steve. Thank you so much.
I'll send you a link to the video because the video's got puppies, it's got sheep, it's got aliens, it's got dinosaurs, it's got everything in it, and explosions.
Oh, very special. Yes. I feel so honored.
No,
69.
Yeah.
Nice.
Now, one reason I wanted to chat with my mom this morning is because her 69th birthday happens to coincide with the final match opportunity for Bike MS.
Yes.
We raise money for the National MS Society, and my mom has had MS. I think you've been dealing with this for 15 or so years now. And so I just wanted to put it out to the Rockaholics that if you would maybe want to join the 69 Club today.
What better day?
What better day than to do it on my mom's 69th birthday? And that match will get doubled. And I'm not very good at math. So what is 69 times 2?
Rose.
138.
There we go.
138. Come on, 138. High school.
Oh, thanks, Mom. So
you might want to get a refund.
Now, here's the deal. The match starts at 9 a.m., so in just under an hour. We've got the link up on the Daily Mig Show Facebook and the link up on the KISW Facebook.
Okay.
Very easy to click and make a donation. $69 would be great, but any amount that you want to donate after 9 o'clock will be matched up to $1,000.
And do it in honor of Rose, 69 years old. Before we get going, I want to ask a question for both of you.
Okay.
And it's the same question. So for Rose, what is their favorite story that you share about your daughter, Taryn Daly? And on the flip side, Taryn, what is the favorite story that you share about your mom?
You go first.
Oh, my gosh. This is a lot of pressure. But Taryn and I couldn't even... No, they're not going to do this to me.
Oh, was it the day I was born? Is that the best day?
Well, that is the best day, but making me cry on air is not really my thing.
Yes, you know,
I didn't mean to. I thought you were going to talk. I didn't realize the story of her swallowing goldfish would make you cry.
No. I will. This is not about my favorite story with her, because every day I have a story with her.
Aww.
Every day. She's my angel. And the one thing about this bike MS and her MS involvement, she does it for me. But today she wants to be beating Dick.
Oh, that's true. Dick,
right?
From Crucible. Dick from Crucible.
Dick from Crucible.
How do we go from tears to Taryn wanting to beat Dick in like 5 seconds?
No, that is her motivation. You know how competitive she is.
I do.
She really is competitive, and she wants to beat Dick today.
You're going to make me cry with different
Crucible.
Tears.
Yeah, he's trying to take me down. I'm the team captain, and I hate losing. So he's currently a little bit ahead of me in fundraising. So we need to beat Dick today.
We need the Rockaholics to help you beat Dick.
Yes. And join the 69 Club.
Oh, and I have a different thing. And sorry to steal your little segue there. Thank you, Steve. I did have something on my birthday list that Taryn didn't know. I would like a Hooters picture, please.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, we can do that.
We'll print one up for you.
That's easy.
Okay. That's really what I want.
Happy birthday, Mom. We all love you so much.
And we love you. And thank you for your support. Go ahead and make a donation after 9 o'clock and let Taryn beat Dick.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
It's your birthday.
I honestly don't know what just happened. Anyone else?
All I know is your mom is the coolest.
She's a wild child.
Dick.
Yeah.
And beat Dick from Crucible.
Rockaholics, only 2 more sleeps until Halloween. Halloween is Thursday, and someone thought it was a good idea to issue a notice to their neighbors to not trick-or-treat at their house. So this did not go well, as you can imagine.
You think?
So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
On a neighborhood community website, a woman posted this. I just need to make this clear. Do not, and I mean do not, knock on my door or ring my doorbell on Halloween. I am not handing out candy, and I am an adult with a job, and I have to get up early. Thanks.
Okay. Come on, one day of the year. I mean, we get up early, but I get pretty fired up when kids are knocking at the door wanting some candy and the cute costumes and all that. It's a fun day.
I'll be staying out late doing the same thing with my kid, going house to house, stocking up. So, of course, the reaction was not in her favor. So we are going to go straight to the comments.
We sent this post over to our production director, Jason, and said, grab your favorite comments and reenact them however you'd like. And he did just that. Are you ready for the first comment about this Debbie Downer of a lady on Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go.
I am an adult with a job, too. And I kindly say, go yourself.
That was said so eloquently.
Yes.
Do you have a cutoff time? Any of you have cutoff times?
I feel like 8:30 is probably, I don't know, at least for because I got to get up early. That's when I would like to have the cutoff.
See, a cutoff time would mean that we would get any trick-or-treaters at our house.
You're in an apartment complex.
Yeah, we get zero. However, at that point, like, our front door is, like, they could easily get there. But for some reason, we have never gotten one trick-or-treater.
Ever?
Ever once. Here in Seattle.
Do you always have candy just in case?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, maybe it's the one time where you don't have candy and then all of a sudden all the kids show up.
That, you know what? At that point, they can just keep knocking at the door.
Sarah, do you have a cutoff time?
Well, we don't really get many trick-or-treaters either, but but we always have candy just in case.
That's just for your dad.
Well, yeah. But just maybe one year we will, okay?
So what do you guys do then? Do you have like one person that stays home and the other person that
it's
goes?
It's changed now that we have Tatum. Before Tatum, we would stay home. Cutoff was 9 o'clock. That's when the lights go off. But I mean, we would have a crap ton of people show up because we lived in a pretty big development. So, and everyone was showing up because it's easy. You just bang out all these houses all at once. So even like the neighborhood kids were there, and then other kids from other areas of Puyallup would come there. And it was, I remember the first time, I thought we were stocked up. We had bags and bags of candy. We were done by like 7 p.m. with our candy.
Oh, no.
So I had to hurry, drive over to like to the Safeway, get more candy, which was just insanely priced, and then come back. And then even then, we came close to running out of candy again. So we we're pretty stocked up. But now at Tatum, we just barely get any. We get trick-or-treaters, but we're not home.
Yeah.
So it sucks for them. Lights are off.
Right. Are you this stupid? I mean, we know what neighborhood you are in, but not your exact address.
Yeah. It's kind of strange that you put it like on one of those next door apps and say, don't come to my house.
Like, who are you?
Exactly. Like, cool story, lady.
I'll f*** off, lady. Buy a bag of chocolates and have fun for a change. Or just keep watching Wheel of Fortune with your 12 cats wondering why no one loves you.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Sorry, do you feel targeted? Minus the 12 cats part?
A little bit. I love Wheel of Fortune, okay? Don't hate.
We have a couple more comments about this lady who does not want any trick-or-treaters coming to her home.
LOL. The one day a year where people want to visit you at your home and you can't handle it. Dork.
Okay, I mean, it is just one day.
I get it. It sucks. But and also, it's on a Thursday. You can power through a Friday.
I mean, yeah. It falls on a weekday more often than not. So she got to deal with it.
She could always do what my neighbors in Albuquerque used to do. They just put a big old Bible verses and say, we are do not celebrate Halloween. Whoa. Do not come. Like, on projections on their house.
Wow. There was a house, I can't remember, was it last year or the year before, with Tam, we're walking around. You know, we're a religious family, but I mean, you got to be able to still have fun with the kids. Like, let's pump the brakes. And this person had a big sign on their thing saying, do not even think of knocking on our door. Leave us alone. This is the devil's holiday and all this. I'm just like, it's like, Tatum, go knock on their door. We'll just say, our child doesn't know how to read. What do you want from her? One more.
I don't even like Halloween either. But did you really think this post would go over well? LOL.
No, I don't think so. I think to sum it up best, this guy said it best.
Dork.
Well, happy Halloween, Rockaholics. The Simpsons are going to be playing in the NFL on Monday Night Football. How so? You're going to find out what's trending after Metallica.
Yes, the Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, we know that you are just getting your day going. You're waking up, you're sipping coffee, and you're trying to make sense of what is going on in the world of pop culture. And that can be a very difficult task. So we're here to help you out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Migs Show? What's trending? Let's go.
Get ready for the perfect blend of sports and entertainment, Rockaholics, because the December 9th edition of Monday Night Football will air on Disney Plus and ESPN Plus from the world of The Simpsons. Here is the audio.
On December 9th, two storied rivals will meet on the gridiron. A test of will, of spirit, of determination, in which ultimately only one can prevail. When these two ancient foes face off on Monday Night Football, it's more than just football. It's family. It's Bart and the Bengals versus Homer and the Cowboys, live from Springfield.
Promo.
Okay, so do you understand what's going on with this? This is kind of crazy. It's going to be real time. Because at first I'm like, what are they going to like do an animated football game for 30 minutes? They're using technology that'll be so that the players will be Simpsonized and they'll be able to, I think, play. At least that's what it sounds like. They're using Hawkeye innovation technology of real-time tracking, allows fans to watch live plays as they're transformed into the iconic Springfield setting. Homer is going to be aligned with the Cowboys. And then Bart's going to support the Bengals. And then Marge, Lisa, and Maggie are going to be playing roles like interviewing the players, which is kind of weird. That's out there. And then they're going to also have like ESPN's Mina Kimes, Dan Orlovsky, Drew Carter. They're going to be providing commentary as animated characters in the Springfield setting. So it's basically they're taking a Monday Night Football game and put it into a Simpsons cartoon.
This is wild and very elaborate.
Why not? Like, why are we sliming football players on Nickelodeon to get people to watch that don't usually watch?
Yeah.
I would watch this.
I'm in.
I'm kind of bummed it's not the Seahawks. Oh, I would love to see a Simpsonized version of Geno Smith or DK.
Oh.
We could do muscles on top of muscles on top of muscles.
Honestly, it'd be the first Simpsons thing I've ever watched. So,
dude, it's been a minute since I've watched anything. Also, kind of makes me just think how crazy technology has changed over the years.
Yeah.
I remember when I was like, back in the day when I was a kid, there was a show called The Tracey Ullman Show. And the Simpsons were like this little vignette series that would air during her sketch comedy show. And I got to imagine they had like a team of illustrators that had to spend forever to draw these Simpsons characters, and it would take forever to put it out on as a product. And now here we are in 2024 where you could actually have a football game going on real time and have Simpsons characters play along with it.
This is crazy.
It's pretty freaking cool. I did not know this until today because I don't care about the Eagles. But did you know that Vince Gill, the country star, is a part of the Eagles?
I didn't know that either.
I guess he's been filling in as a member of the Eagles. And, you know, they're doing the Sphere, the residency thing over in Las Vegas. And somebody asked him, hey, is it pretty cool doing the Sphere? Apparently, he does not like doing it. Because he's a giant narcissist.
Oh!
And here's why.
For the most people I've ever been ignored by when I'm playing. You're playing and they're looking at all the stuff on the ceiling. They're not paying any attention to you. Music to me has never been visual. And the whole point of that show and that building is the visual side of it.
I mean, brings a good point. No one's paying attention to the band. He's having some fun with it. But I thought that was kind of an interesting thing that the Sphere is not really a... If you like people looking at you, chances are they're not going to look at you when you're playing on stage at the Sphere.
Not at all.
Also, it's a small stage. I remember seeing the videos of it.
Oh. I can imagine, but it's funny when I heard him say that, because I'm also like, Vince Gill, I don't even know what he looks like. So, yeah, it's probably not about the visuals, Vince.
Yeah, I don't think anyone wants to... Unless someone's into Gill action, you know, they probably would rather just look at the trippy lights, man.
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve Migs? He's got a record of 305 wins, 90 losses, and 54 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.